Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, or 4-23-24, the fourth of five Tuesdays this month, with the next being the final day of the month already. Today is World Book and Copyright Day, highlighting the power of books and the benefits of reading. It's celebrated on April 22nd, marking the birthdays of several great writers, including William Shakespeare. Today is also the first full day of Passover, which began at sundown last night. It ends next Tuesday, April 30th. Happy Passover to you if you're celebrating. It comes with Israel at war and anti-Semitism on the rise here in the United States, especially as we've discussed for months now on college campuses and major universities. Columbia University in New York City has been in the spotlight for the past few days or weeks, but anti-Israel protesters got into it with police at New York University last night, NYU, on the first night of Passover, which I can tell you is a big deal in New York. More from the Chris Salcedo Show.
Managing Director of the Coalition for Jewish Values, Rabbi Menken, joining us now. It's good to see you, Rabbi. Many Seder tables in Israel around the world are expected to have some empty seats representing those killed or taken hostage on October 7th. While this year feels different by every measure, what can those at home do to commemorate the holiday during difficult times like this?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I have to say that the message of Passover is actually, it resonates as strongly as ever, and perhaps more strongly this year, because it's not just about the redemption and exodus from Egypt. It's also about the idea that we carry liberty with us even through the worst persecution, that as the Haggadah itself says, it doesn't only tell us about Pharaoh and his evil, it tells us about Laban, who was Jacob's father-in-law, and the evil that he did, and the accusation against Jews of stealing, which of course is the entire false Palestine narrative that the students are marching to. The fact is that the Haggadah tells us, in a key passage, that when God is saving us, it's not only one rose against us to kill us, but in every generation, they rise against us to kill us, and God saves us from their hands. Well, that's an empowering message. And what I think that everybody should be taking away is that we're watching a contest here that is clearly between good and evil, between biblical values and evil. The barbarians are marching the campus, and we have university administrators who are clearly faced with a choice right now between Jews and anti-Semitic barbarians, as just became explicit at Columbia, and they are so far choosing the barbarians. And we have to see which way that goes, because what that does to America is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Rabbi, protests, as you alluded to, across college campuses, running rampant, starting with protests that broke out, as you noted, at Columbia. They've now spread to Yale, Harvard, MIT, Emerson, and Tufts.
And yesterday at Columbia University, which has been at the center of the controversy at least this week, announced that all classes were going virtual due to the protests. Back to Rabbi Menken.
Anti-Semitism. And anti-Semitism is always, always genocidal or leading to ethnic cleansing at the very least. People don't know this, but during 1,000 years of European history, Jews were expelled from cities and regions and entire countries over 100 times. The different jurisdictions said, nope, we don't want the Jews around. And this is now happening at Columbia University, the same way it happened during in Germany in the Nazi era. So this idea, you know, first they started off, oh, it's just people expressing their own opinion. Then they went to, oh, it's just a matter of free speech. Well, now, actually, what you said about Columbia going virtual, that was actually in response to the rabbi of the OUJLIC at Columbia, the Orthodox rabbi, saying to students in a WhatsApp chat, in a long letter, I'm very sorry to write this, but for your own safety, you need to go home. You cannot be at Columbia. That is why Columbia went all virtual, because they recognized it would be discriminatory and bigoted to carry on classes as usual if the Jewish students didn't feel safe on campus. So now they have.
That's Rabbi Menken, the managing director of the Coalition of Jewish Values on the Chris Salcedo Show. One of those anti-Israel college protesters is the daughter of U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. More from Newsmax hosts Katrina Zisch and Bianca De La Garza.
All right, Bianca, we know that Squad Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter is complaining now that she is homeless after being suspended for violating school rules with her protest. You know, I think about you, because you and I talk about this a lot, just the sense of entitlement of these protesters. And I know you're a mom, you're a great mom. So I just want to get your sense of what happen to these young people. If they're on a scholarship, should that go away? Should they be suspended and not invited back? What should actual repercussions and consequences be?
So there's layers, right? I mean, the fact that a sitting congresswoman daughter is involved and claiming a sob story, kind of, you know, it's like, a Hunter Biden, woe is me. Come on, she's not homeless. They all need to read Ryland's book, clearly. They're messed up in the head. And I do. I have a daughter who's 18. She's entering university. It's very important. Obviously, she gets to, you know, hear our content here at Newsmax. She's not in sort of this strange fishbowl here, but it goes so deep. And I wonder if, you know, if they're going to see the president go the way of Claudine Gay. I'm looking right now at the Columbia Spectator, and there's an opinion piece up by untenured faculty. And here's how deep it goes. They're basically saying that the students who are being arrested, who are literally making other students feel unsafe, that they are being arbitrarily suspended, and that there's a culture of fear and intimidation with a starker effect on you. So it's right at the top there. No, they're not the victims. They are people praising terrorists. It's so upside down that they can even try to skew it that way. I think it's I think all these kids in these camps, they need to pick them up, move them out. I spoke to a student today. I'll end with this. She only gave her first name on Newsline. Her name's Katie. She's not going to be attending graduation because she doesn't feel safe.
I saw that interview.
People of it's robbing them, and it's wrong. And we cannot have violence acceptable in any shape or form on these campuses across the nation.
Right. I know, but Bianca, the student you mentioned, she said she will graduate, but she will never, ever go back to Columbia again.
Newsmax anchors Katrina Zisch and Bianca De La Garza on yesterday's American Agenda. Let's shift gears to the Trump trial. Prosecutors now requesting Trump be held in contempt. This is for the hush money trial, claiming he violated the gag order 10 times in recent days, including social media posts with links to articles calling his former attorney Michael Cohen, a key witness in the trial, a serial perjurer. Again, he's linking articles that are criticizing Michael Cohen. He's not necessarily criticizing Michael Cohen. However, this is what the former president said during his now daily media address outside of the courtroom yesterday.
And also the things he got in trouble for were things that had nothing to do with me. He got in trouble, he went to jail. This had nothing to do with me. This had to do with the taxi cab company that he owned, which is just something he owned, and medallions and borrowing money and a lot of things, but it had nothing to do with me. He represented a lot of people over the years. But they take this payment and they call it a legal expense. And you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail, because I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair. The judge is conflicted, as you know. It's very unfair what's going on. And I should be allowed to campaign. And whoever heard of this, you got indicted for that? People in the court just said to me, I can't believe it. This is the case. So we did nothing wrong. The other thing is, if this were such a great case, why didn't the Southern District bring it, who looked at it, turned it down? Why didn't numerous other agencies and law enforcement groups look at it? Because it was shown to everybody. And very importantly, why didn't the federal elections do anything about it? Because this is federal, it's not state. They're trying to make it a state case, whatever. And it's not state, it has nothing to do. It's never happened before, I believe. Never happened before. This has never happened before, where the state tries to insert itself in federal elections. Never, nobody's ever seen it. But you know, federal elections took a total pass on it. they said essentially nothing was done wrong, or they would have done something about it. They're tough. They would have done something about it. But they said nothing, and they said, we're going to take a pass. Because they couldn't even believe it. Actually, if you read their letter, they couldn't even believe it. They were incredulous. And yet, Bragg mixed it up. Now, with Bragg, if you look, when he first came in, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. Now, when are they going to look at Pomerantz and what Pomerantz did? Because that's bad stuff. And when are they going to look at all the lies that Cohen did in the last trial? He got caught lying in the last trial. So he got caught lying, pure lying. And when are they going to look at that? Now, we'll go to another subject, because just a few blocks away, as you know, they had a trial on the $175 million. That's Letitia James. It's all coming out of the White House, by the way. And that's in front of Judge Engoron.
Donald Trump outside the hush money trial in New York City yesterday. And as I told you yesterday, only a few blocks away, other Trump attorneys, including Alina Haba, were back in court for questions related to the $175 million bond payment that Trump had put up. If you put anyone in America, anyone in place of Trump, it would be nearly impossible to believe that this is actually happening, right?
Of a witch hunt. I just left where a judge asked us whether our cash bond, cash sitting in. Ms. James wanted to argue and say that our cash somehow isn't green enough. We wasted time. The judge made a comment saying he thought that money market accounts could go down under the amount. He doesn't even understand basic principles of finance. But this was the man that decided that we owed money and my client committed fraud. We are going to attack every single one. 1 hour, the attorney general and that judge realized quickly that they had no idea what they were talking about. We came to an agreement that everything would be the same. We would modify terms, and that was it. This is where your taxpayer dollars are going, America. Right here. Witch hunt after witch hunt. President Trump's company was worth more in that case than it is now. And now what? We're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House that wasn't even wrong. It was not wrong. You hire lawyers to solve problems, lawyers solve those problems, you pay them. That's it. This is a joke. It's an affront to the American Constitution. It's an affront to our judicial system. And it's an affront to every lawyer that cares about their license, that cares about what is right and wrong. I am sick of coming in front of the press and saying this, but you have to, because you people need to understand what is going on. God forbid you put an accounting thing in for legal counsel. It's legal counsel. And now our taxpayer dollars, my time, our attorney's fees, are all here because they're afraid of 2024. And you know what? They should be, because the American people are not stupid. They see what's going on. Thank you.
A fired up and pissed off Alina Haba. Meanwhile, people are afraid to ride the trains, subways, walk the streets. The police are being attacked and now fighting with anti-Israel protesters at New York University and Columbia, both in the city of New York, if you don't know. And the DA and prosecutor are asking questions about the $175 million in cash that Trump put up as bond. As Alina Haba said, the American people are not stupid, and they see what's going on. Let's go to the big board and see what is going on.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too, necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
Can you imagine how painful that segment was for them to produce? The lunatics that work for that network, the arrogant, overpaid talking heads are some of the biggest, well, fibbers, let's call them that, in the industry. Yet here they are. In April of an election year, showing us the actual truth, because the American people are leaving them with no other choice. Trust me, I'm hardly endorsing NBC as a reliable, trustworthy source over my dead body, but their own polls show Trump's dominance. Polls that they asked their audience to complete. Snake bit by their own plan, a total and complete backfire. Even the daily NBC consumer agrees. It's Trump over Biden in November. This is just happening at NBC. It's happening all over the radical left networks, and they're struggling to hide the truth. Real America is overwhelming their agenda. The polls they asked for are no longer yielding the results they so desperately expected, needed, and wanted. Suddenly, CNN is starting to make sense, certainly not on purpose. Listen to this breakdown of a network poll that they asked their viewers to complete.
Donald Trump, despite everything that has happened, is actually slightly more liked. 47% favorable rating. So this isn't just a lesser of two evils that's going on. The fact is that Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago and is better liked than Joe Biden is right now in these battleground states. It's pretty gosh darn clear.
Their viewers, they're not supposed to hear that, are they? Could you imagine the meltdowns that are happening in their production meetings? I guarantee you a network-wide email went out. I can almost see it myself. Something like, no more polls. Kill the election coverage immediately. Folks, pivot. Cover the Trump trial. We can't win with polls. Let's get back to the courtroom. And, of course, that's what they've done. All day showing images of this man in court covered by analysts who are paid to spread lies. Trump is falling asleep in court. Trump is farting in the courtroom. All BS, of course. The sham case is keeping a leading political candidate, the face of an entire party, off the campaign trail. And the left-wing media wants you to think it's okay. What we're seeing is completely unethical, folks. It's not journalism. It's the most blatant, egregious example of American election interference. No prior example comes remotely close. The left-wing establishment media may never give you the full truth, but the former president does every chance he gets. Donald Trump knows how to make just about anywhere a campaign stop. He's spoken on the streets of Harlem, from the doorway of his own home, and as we've seen too often, right outside the courtroom.
That's Eric Bolling, host of The Balance, 8 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Eric also spoke with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee.
Senator, just give us an idea of what you think is going on with the courts and with the left right now. I want to get in some fun stuff in a bit.
Look, the political weaponization of our legal system is alarming. The fact that we've got open lawfare being waged against former President Trump, being waged against him in a thinly veiled, transparent effort to distract him so that he can't campaign, to delegitimize, or so they hope, with the electorate, so as to make President Biden's job in getting reelected easier. These are all very, very shameful and historically aberrational occurrences in our country. Now, in other countries, they're commonplace. In fact, in many other countries, this sort of thing goes on all the time. But it happens in countries that we certainly don't want to emulate. And once you break that seal, and once you make it okay for open lawfare to be waged, especially against a major party presidential candidate, a major party nominee for the office of the presidency, this is a seal that I fear can't be unbroken. So the best chance that we have to avoid this becoming the new normal is for those who are engaged in this to do an about face, to walk away from it and say this isn't right.
I think you've seen that. The people in the middle are saying it's not right. So they're either going to not vote for Joe where they would have or vote for Trump being one. The other big story of the day, Senator, of the week, of the month, whatever you want to call it, are these protesters, these pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas protesters on college campuses, Ivy League campuses around the country. Meanwhile, and for some reason, Joe tiptoes around them and the Democrats tiptoe around these people. Yet, January 6th, protesters spent the better part of 3 years in jail waiting for a court date. And these people are, the January 6th people are considered domestic terrorists. But what are these things? What are these clowns on Columbia campuses and Yale campuses around the country? Those people aren't more dangerous than the January 6ers?
Yeah, look, this is stunning. You know, to the extent a university tolerates this kind of activity on their campus, and it appears to me to be selective tolerance, because I can't think of another racial, ethnic, or religious group that would be okay to harass like this, as they've made it okay to do this against Jewish people. This is anti-Semitism. There's no other way to put it. And if there were any other racial, ethnic, religious group that was the target of this right now, it would be obvious. So why is it any more excusable, given that the target of their hate and their venom that that these groups are exhibiting, and that these elite Ivy League universities are welcoming and not pushing away?
So, Senator,
these guys should have their tax exempt status.
That's it.
For Section 501c3.
There's where we're going. The endowments. Harvard has $50 billion plus endowments. I'm sure these other Ivy League schools have tens of billions of dollars in endowments, and their trading activity and their investment activity are tax exempt. But for the purpose of not being political, right? That was one of the stipulations of being tax exempt, is that you're not a political animal. And isn't this?
And another one of the provisos, Eric, is that you can't be racist, and that you can't engage in other type of overt discriminatory behavior.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah on The Balance with Eric Bolling. And while Donald Trump sits in court, President Biden will once again be out on the campaign trail in beautiful Tampa, Florida today, where he is expected to denounce anti-Semitism on the start of Passover. No, I made that part up. He has an event at the Tampa International Airport where the White House says he will be talking about abortion. And I hope someone has a MAGA Republicans count clock going, because you can be sure he'll say MAGA Republicans or the extreme MAGA many times being here in Florida. And let's see how he calls out Governor DeSantis for his recent abortion ruling. And speaking of airports, if you use the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta, one of the busiest in the entire country, the city of Atlanta and the airport are now, keyword now, limiting public access to the airport to help improve safety because of what it called the growing unhoused population, meaning homeless people that take refuge at the airport at night. By the train loads. Is the train to the airport for free in Atlanta? I don't know. Or are they just not paying? According to WSB TV and radio, the city and the airport are limiting access to the airport at night after safety complaints from workers and travelers. If you're going there late at night, you'll have to prove that you have a reason to be there. And on the business page, you can add the clothing store Express to the growing list of retailers filing for bankruptcy due to high costs, high wages with the increase of minimum wage, and theft. Express says they plan to close down about 100 locations across the country. On Wall Street, green numbers kicking off the Tuesday trading session after better-than-expected earnings from General Motors and some positive comments on future earnings. Be sure to keep up with all of the news all day long on Newsmax. It is available on most major cable systems like AT&T, Comcast, Cox Cable, Fios, Xfinity, Hotwire, Mediacom, Spectrum, and many, many others, as well as Dish and DirecTV. Also, be sure you're streaming on the Newsmax Plus app. If you don't have it yet, simply go to newsmaxplus.com, get signed up. You can get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows, like The Balance with Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly Reports, Rob Schmidt Tonight, Greta Van Susteren, Frontline with Carl Higbee, Wake Up America, and more. There's documentaries, special programming, and much more. Newsmaxplus.com. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the rest of your day, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.